Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Welcome to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven
and Kyle.
And surprise, we're back again for a little surprise mini-sode.
A little early this time.
We heard some wishes that we would release episodes more than just bi-weekly. So we're going to try to drop in here and there and release some little mini-episodes for you guys.
The little dubbed mini-sode.
Yeah, a mini-sode.
I like that tag.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we're going to go through the business. You can check us out at all of our social medias, our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Hollow Sky Podcast. Just search us up. We're there. You can check us out. You can check out our fan page on Facebook and get on there and just chill with everybody.
Yeah. Have some good conversations.
Yeah.
Share theories, ideas, you name it.
Also, if you have an experience you'd like to share and for us to feature on the show, you can call in to our 1-800 number. That's 1-877-800-HOLLOW, 1-877-800-4656.
If you don't want to call in on the hotline, you can use your smartphone and use the voice memo app to record your story on there. That way, the story's not broke up, because if you call in, it cuts you off after 5 minutes, and then you can call back and restart your story. But if you do it this way, you can run it for as long as you want, and then you can just email it to us. You can edit it if you want. I think there's a editing process on there as well. You don't need to, but if you'd like to, you can. And I think this is a pretty simple way of getting your stories to us. So if you're interested, please do that.
So this is going to be kind of confusing because we have already recorded our big main episode that's going to come out a week after this episode is released, hopefully. So this is going to be kind of a little precursor to what we're going to dive into on our next episode, which is theories and evidence of parallel universes and alternate realities. I'd found a story on Reddit that I was going to include in the main episode, but we ran out of time. So I figured I'd just bop on here and share this story that I stumbled across that kind of bounces into alternate realities. It's pretty heavy.
It's a good story.
It's an interesting story. So I'll go ahead and read this to you guys and see what you think about it. It's pretty bizarre. So this was posted on Reddit January 11th, 2012. It's a throwaway account, so I won't even bother reading the name of who submitted it. So here it is. My last semester at a certain college, I was assaulted by a football player for walking where he was trying to drive. Note, he was 325 pounds and I was about 120. While unconscious on the ground, I lived a completely different life. I met a wonderful young lady. She made my heart skip and my face red. I pursued her for months and dispatched a few jerk boyfriends before I finally won her over. After 2 years, we got married, and almost immediately she bore me a daughter. I had a great job, and my wife didn't have to work outside of the house. When my daughter was 2, my wife bore me a son. My son was the joy of my life. I would walk into his room every morning before I left for work and doted on him and my daughter. One day, while sitting on the couch, I noticed that the perspective of the lamp in my living room was odd, like inverted. It was still 3D, but just wrong. It was a square lamp base, red with gold trim on 4 legs, and a white square shade. I was transfixed. I couldn't look away from it. I stayed up all night staring at it, and the next morning I didn't go to work. Something was just not right about the lamp. I stopped eating. I left the couch only to use the bathroom at first. Soon I stopped doing that, too, as I wasn't eating or drinking. I stared at that lamp for 3 days before my wife got really worried. She had someone come by and try to talk to me. By this time, my cognizance was breaking up and my wife was freaking out. She took the kids to her mother's house just before I had my epiphany. The lamp I was looking at was not real. The house was not real. My wife, my kids, none of it was real. The last 10 years of my life were not real. The lamp started to grow wider and deeper. It was still inverted in dimensions, and it took up my entire perspective, and all I could see was red. I heard voices, screams, and all kinds of weird noises, and then I became aware of the pain. A fucking shit ton of pain. The first words I said were, "Am I missing teeth?" And I opened my eyes. I was laying on my back on the sidewalk, surrounded by people that I didn't know. Lots were freaking out, and I was completely confused. At some point, a cop scooped me up and dragged me across the sidewalk in grass and threw me face down in the back of a cop car. The confusion got worse. I was taken to the hospital by the cop. Seems that he didn't want to wait for the ambulance to arrive and got a CAT scan. I went through about 3 years of horrid depression. I was grieving the loss of my wife and children and dealing with the knowledge that they'd never existed. I was scared that I was going insane and I would cry myself to sleep hoping I would see her in my dreams. I never have, but sometimes I see my son. Usually just a glimpse out of my peripheral vision. He's perpetually 5 years old and I can never hear what he's trying to tell me. All right, so that is the lamp story, Kyle. How do you take that, man?
I really enjoyed the story. I enjoy it a lot.
It's a good story.
It is. It's crazy how like it all unfolds for him all over a lamp.
Yeah.
You know, he notices that the lamp, there's just, at first it's just something wrong with it. And then the more he continues to obsess about it, and I mean obsess, because he sits there for days trying to figure this thing out, and then it's like when he realizes this is not real, he starts getting sucked back to his reality, which, man, it leaves the door open for possibilities, you know? I don't know. And the way he words the end, like, after what gets me, like, I feel for the guy almost. At the end of his story, he's obviously woken up back into his reality, the true one. And he still says how he can catch a glimpse of his 5-year-old son. But what really messes me up is how he says, I can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah. Like he's trying to tell him something, but yeah. He just can't quite catch it.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm torn on this one. Is this an example of an alternative reality? A life that he lived, and then he's just bounced right back over into this one? Or is it an example of his brain trying to deal with the trauma of his attack? You know, it's so bad that it just, you know, it's like, hey, go to this place. This is a place where you're going to be safe and you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
And after it goes through that for a little bit, it pulls him back into, like, that's, you know, because he said, I start feeling pain, and that's your brain bringing you back.
Right. But if that was the case, then what do you think his brain shut down for? About how long?
It could be seconds.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. There's the more I think about this type of stuff, and we've talked about this outside of the podcast, but the more I start to think about it, the more I'm starting to accept the possibility that when it comes to deja vu and sleep paralysis and dreams, I don't know. I wonder if at certain points in our unconsciousness, so to speak, our brain is able to crack the door and peer over to another side for a little bit. Not fully entering, but almost just see, just to take a peek on what's on the other side there.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just throwing out theories here, but...
No, I mean, I don't know.
It's
totally plausible, you know? But what makes me wonder if it's his brain dealing with the trauma, like, you hear people say that when you die, your life flashes before your eyes. Like, you live,
yeah.
You play through this series of events, and that could only be just a few seconds, you know, as the synapses are firing, your brain's producing all this
right.
stuff, which makes me wonder, like, if he was hit so hard, like, can you imagine being hit so hard that you send you into an alternate reality?
No.
Some dude hits you so hard, you live 10 years of your life, get married and have kids, and you wake back up on the ground.
That would suck.
It's just, man, I don't know. It's a bizarre story. And if you think about alternate realities and parallel universes, what gets me is that this dude didn't even know he was in an alternate reality. It was his life just took off as it were, you know?
Right.
And
it just went down a whole different road.
The only thing that set him off was the lamp didn't look right.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
That's what drug him back.
Yeah. What if, you know, we're living our life here. You know, we got kids. We're doing our thing. What if we start noticing a lamp?
I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah, that's going to work. Until it takes over your entire living room.
Well.
You know, and if these realities are able to mesh and cross over, and we're able to do more than just peek into these realities, if we're able to slip in and out of them so easily that we don't even notice, how do we know where we're supposed to be?
Right. And maybe that's what's really going on whenever deja vu happens or these crazy dreams happen. Maybe it literally is us falling into something else.
It's our brain.
And that's kind of like the brain acknowledging, but you're still kind of like, oh, that was just a dream. It's
yeah,
whatever.
The brain trying to tell us, like, hey, something's not right here.
Yeah.
You've done this before. Wake up.
I don't know, man. That's wild.
And you hear, like, when I hear alternate reality, I think of stuff being completely different than it is now.
Right.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like the upside down or...
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But what if an alternate reality is there's such minute, minuscule differences that you would never know? Like, say, there's an alternate reality right now where we're doing this podcast, but instead of that
orange sunrise monster over there on the table that I just finished drinking. It was a green monster. That's the only difference in that.
Throughout the course of your entire life and the entire
That's the only difference. That's the only difference.
Oh, dude, that plagues.
And you
that
would, plagues it's the never brain. Enough. It's never enough to know, like to set it off.
Yeah, I would. How would you pick that up? How would you even?
Yeah, if you bopped into a different reality and there's cars flying around, you're like, hey, something's not right.
Well, yeah.
Or everybody has two heads. You're like, man, this ain't right. You know. But if it's something so minuscule, like, oh, say Kyle woke up and instead of getting up on the right side of the bed, he got up on the left side of the bed. And that was the only difference from the main reality he was on to an alternate reality.
I don't know. I don't even know how to start processing that. Like that whole idea, I don't know. It's hard for my brain to accept.
And it goes to say, you know, this guy kept living his life until he noticed the lamp. If you don't notice the difference, do you just keep going on?
Right.
Keep living the alternate life?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. These kind of things just blow my mind.
Okay, let's go down that hole for a second. Let's assume he didn't notice the lamp and he would have kept going down this road. What happens to the one that got hit so hard that got him there in the first place? Does it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So does that timeline no longer exist? Or in that timeline, does he die?
Or did he just, I mean, because he talks like he didn't lay there for that long.
Right.
Maybe in that timeline, he just laid on the concrete. You know what I mean? Like, and then as soon as he got pulled back into it was when the cops started dragging him.
Right. Or, yeah, figure that one out.
I don't know.
Figure that one out.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, because it plays into the physics and all that stuff. And stuff my brain just melts trying to figure this stuff out. It's super interesting and fascinating. Yeah. And like I said, I love the story. The story's fantastic.
What would happen if he never bounced back from that?
Like, what happens to that timeline? The one where he got hit so hard.
Maybe it just keeps going. Maybe that reality of him gets taken to the hospital and he goes on about his day. But if
so
he
it'd almost be like the way you're describing it, would that kind of fall into the pretext of like maybe his consciousness just moves on?
Just bounced? I don't know. Because if the reality of him that got rocked so hard he bounced into the alternate reality, if it never came back, what did the original reality do? Where would he go? Would he die? Would he just lay there on the concrete? Man, so, yeah. I don't know. And when he came back to that reality, where did the alternate reality of him go?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I almost feel like...
Because that dude still had kids and still was married. Did he just disappear?
Right. Ooh, that's good. Because then that would tie into his son trying to talk to him from time to time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Dad, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, I can see you.
Yeah. So that goes into which reality is the real reality. You know, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Because the way, like, before that, we were talking about what happens to the dude laying on the concrete. I feel like one of two things happens if he doesn't bounce back. I feel like either that version of him dies, because let's face it, you get hit that hard, it's possible you can die. Or that timeline is erased. It's gone.
But is it possible to erase timelines?
That opens another can of worms. Or maybe his existence in that timeline goes away.
But see, then,
but then it would almost have to erase all of his past, all of his interactions.
Right. Everything. So I guess, yeah, when you spell it out like that, I feel like the most likely answer for my brain to accept is he dies. In that timeline that he does not return back to, he dies.
But he did return back to it.
He did go back to it.
So he survived, which opens up the question, what happened to him in the alternate reality?
See, I like your call on that one where he just disappeared.
Because, I mean, clearly from what he's saying, his wife started noticing that shit was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because she, to the point where she packed up her kids and took them to his mom or her mom's house.
Right.
So it goes further than just his little, what's the word? His little main family there. Like she, his wife had a mother. He had a mother-in-law that dealt with his kids, yep, and all this. Like his, it was a big, it was a life. And does he just get snuffed out? Does he just poof, gone?
I don't know, man. Because what trips me up is the kid. And then the fact that he visualizes his kid being about 5. So what is he's still got screws loose in his head that allows him to see a 5-year-old kid out of the corner of his eye trying to talk to him?
Yeah.
Or is something going on where he's still...
That door didn't close.
Yeah, he's still bouncing in and out, and his son catches him.
Yeah.
You know, he does say in the story his son was basically his pride and joy. Like, that's who he connected with the most, was his son.
It is bizarre.
Rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
And I'm reading these comments in this Reddit post from 2012. And it doesn't even have a posters listed. It said the interesting and perhaps most terrifying aspect to think about is what if it isn't real? If this story isn't real, and us reading this man's story on the internet is just our way of telling ourselves that this isn't real. It's our brains trying to let us know.
Oh, man. At first, I wasn't picking it up.
Like, this story you found on the internet is trying to snap your brain into being like, man, you know, something's wrong.
Wake up. No.
It's too much.
It is entirely
Maybe
too much.
Maybe this story is our lamp.
No.
Damn.
No, no, no.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. Like I said, I love the story. I love the outside box thinking where you get to open up some of these avenues that you don't normally get to go down.
You could essentially keep jumping down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. For a long time.
If it is, you know, dude, I don't know. I read that last comment, like, what if this story is just our brains trying to tell us, hey, you're not where you're supposed to be? Now I'm like, I don't even know.
I'm going to sleep. That's my answer.
It's getting late. So I just wanted to share this story with you guys and kind of open your eyes to the parallel universe alternate reality. So this will hopefully drop Monday, and that big episode will drop next Monday. So we hope you guys tune in. And if you have any kind of experience with parallel universes or alternate realities, any little quirks that have happened to you, do you think, man, you know, something's not feeling right, hit us up and let us know.
Yeah, and in the big episode, I kind of have a personal experience that I go over where it kind of seems, it's strange.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely strange. Definitely tune in next week and check it out.
Yeah.
It's weird. So I'm going to jump in here with a quick edit. I was reading through some of the comments on the original lamp story, and the original poster had chimed in and responded to someone's comment. So I'm just going to read his response because I feel like it brings a lot of validity to his story. So here it is. I'm terrified of finding the lamp in real life. My life is pretty great right now, and to wake up and find all my new adventures, achievements, romances, and goals gone would be pretty fucking hard to deal with. unless I woke up next to her. I understand the anxiety of not knowing which reality is really reality. So his life then, with his alternate life with his alternate wife, was so important and so meaningful that he would give up everything he accomplished since getting hit to wake up next to her.
Dude, that's crazy. So that just, to me, that says he 100% believes he was somewhere else at some point.
Yeah. He feels somewhere out there, whether it's in this universe or that universe or this reality or that reality, that his wife and kids are there without him. He would give up everything from that point forward to go back to that timeline, that reality, if it was with that woman and the mother of his children.
Dude, that's crazy.
Dude, that's fucking
deep. That's deep. That is deep. For sure.
Because, I mean, he says, I live a pretty great life.
Right.
He says, I'm terrified to find the lamp now because my life is so good. I have so many adventures and achievements that I'd hate for them to all be erased unless I wake up next to her.
So he's willing to give up everything that he's gotten to go back.
That's
heavy, man.
That's a banger.
That's heavy.
I feel bad for him.
For sure,
he's caught,
dude.
Like, he's torn between these two. Like, he says it perfectly. I know the anxiety of not knowing which reality is really reality. He doesn't even know if he's where he's supposed to be now.
Right.
Because he thought he was where he was supposed to be. Got knocked out. Thought he was where he was supposed to be. Had a whole life with kids. Saw the lamp. Now he thinks he's where he's supposed to be.
Right.
Living his best life. And he's just waiting for something to happen. And he's cool with it now. As long as he gets to go back to her.
My brain just exploded.
Damn.
It's gone.
I feel bad for him.
For like, sure.
I have...
Dude, the like I said, the kid part, that messes me up.
Yeah.
That pulls at my old heartstrings a little bit. You know, cuz how would you feel if you were 100% convinced that this really happened, and every once in a while out of the corner of your eye, you see your son trying to yell at you or talk to you and you can't hear him? And then as soon as you fully commit to looking at him, he's basically gone.
Yeah, and what's worse, he said he fell into a huge 3-year depression because he thought he was going crazy.
Right.
You know, and to have no one to, not even necessarily believe you, but no one be able to believe you because you have no proof of what went on, you know? There's nothing there. And for those little snippets to, like, still seeing your son out of the corner of your eye, like, just enough to keep their claws in you.
Yep.
Just enough to keep your brain from erasing that thought completely.
I don't know. Like I said, it's an awesome story.
It's
fantastic.
It's heavy.
Dude,
and if
it's
you
good.
Know what? If it's, I know it's from Reddit, so it could be fictional. If it's fictional, kudos to this dude.
Right. It's a good story.
Because it, for what it is, it gets your brain reeling.
Yep.
You know? And if it is true, I hope the author figures this shit out.
Yep.
He gets where he wants to be.
I hope so too. I truly do.
Because nobody is like that last line. I know the anxiety of not knowing which reality is really reality. Like, that would be the worst.
Well, yeah.
The worst. Especially bouncing back and forth like he did.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know where he's supposed to be.
I think being in his shoes right now would be the dumpier of the two. The way he words, I'm scared to find the lamp again.
Yeah.
It's like he's It's almost like every day he's anticipating seeing that object that's going to yank him out again.
Yeah, because like, like I said before, you know, he was living his best life, got knocked out, lived his best life, got pulled out of that, living his best life. It's like, it's almost like a...
like a constant like a reset button.
Crappy movie, you know? Oh, man. I don't know. But I'm rambling. It's like 1:30 in the morning and I'm diving down rabbit holes. But so, again, check us out on all the social medias. If you got a experience you'd like to talk about, please let us know and we'll feature it on the show. So... that wraps up our little mini-sode. We hope you enjoy.
Yep, thanks for listening.
Yep, let's get weird.